Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you delivered
will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby,
you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect Lamb?
And the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I Am. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will sleep, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect Lamb?
And the sleeping child you're holding
is the great I Am. Thank you. did you know?
Good evening and welcome to Faith Community's Christmas Eve Candlelight Worship Service. If you would rise as you're able and join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletin. This is the night for which we have been waiting, for unto us a child is born. This is the night for which we have been preparing, for unto us a Savior is given. With angels and shepherds and wise men from afar, we offer him our gift of praise. Oh, come and worship the Lord. And if you would remain standing, please, and join in singing, Oh, Come All Ye Faithful, found in your United Methodist hymnal, number 234. We'll be singing verses 1, 4, 5, and 6.
Please be seated.
The advent of Christ has brought us hope, peace, joy, and faith. The candles around the Advent wreath remind us of these Christmas gifts. The Advent wreath is completed with the Christ candle in the center, representing the love which came down at Christmas in the birth of Jesus. For unto us is a child is born, unto us a Savior is given. We light these candles to show that the love of Christ is the center of our lives.
Please pray with me. Dear God, who comes to us in Jesus, on this night as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, let the power of Christ come into our hearts that we might find peace and joy and love with you forever. Amen.
Help me.
A reading from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Clear in the darkness, a light shines in Bethlehem. Angels are singing, their sound fills the air. Wise men have journeyed to greet the Messiah, but only baby lie there. Ave Maria, Ave Maria, hear the soft lullaby the angel hosts sing. Hearts full of
Now a scripture reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each in his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Please join now in singing Away in a Manger, found in United Methodist Hymnal number 217, verses 1 and 3.
Please bow with me in prayer. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, giver of all good things, we thank you for all of your gifts, and especially for that most precious gift ever given, your own Son, born to be our Savior. As you surprised the world at Bethlehem, coming as a tiny baby, surprise us once again by some unforeseen manifestation of your grace. Amid the confusions of an anxious world, we await your coming once again. We need your strengthening presence to sustain us through these troubled days. We need your gift of peace to protect us in a warring world. Light of the world, who did shine on that first Christmas in a dark generation, shine amongst us now. Be the light that leads us from the darkness of this moment to a bright and glorious future. May the Christ child be born in us this day, that we may live as your redeemed people, full of grace and truth, filled with peace and hope, filled with joy and love. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, we pray. May our celebration of your birth be truly holy. Sanctify our hearts that we may live in the light of your presence this day and all days to come. In the precious name of the Christ child, we pray. Amen.
Now we continue reading from Luke, second chapter, verses 8 through 14. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. If you will rise with me now as we sing Angels We Have Heard on High, number 238 in your hymnal. And continuing in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that they had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Please join in singing the first Noel, number 245 in your hymnal, verses 1 and 2. Thank you.
Please be seated. You see in your bulletin that John Shearer was planning on singing this evening with Stephanie Loop, and if you're on the prayer chain, you know that John is not here this evening because he was under the weather today, and so thought it best to stay home and rest and stay safe. And John's very disappointed to not be able to be here with us and to share his gift of music, and we're disappointed as well, but understand and want him to stay healthy and stay safe. And fortunately, Emily Loop was able to be here tonight and to sing with Stephanie, and they're going to share with us Go Tell It on the Mountain. Mary and Joseph were from Nazareth in Galilee. That was their home. It would become Jesus' home as well, but that's not where Jesus was born or where he spent the first few years of his life. Jesus was born in a little town called Bethlehem, some 90 miles south of Nazareth. The reason for this is given in Luke's gospel. The emperor had ordered a census to be taken. And the way that this census was conducted was that all of the men had to go back to their ancestral home, taking their wives and their children with them. You see, although Nazareth was home to Mary and Joseph, it's not where their families were originally from. Joseph was descended from the line of King David, who came from Bethlehem. So the emperor's decree meant that Joseph and Mary had to travel to Bethlehem right away. Uh-oh. This was a problem. This was a problem for a number of reasons. First of all, it was a problem because Mary was getting near the end of her pregnancy, and Bethlehem was some 90 miles away. Even today, women are often told during their last month of pregnancy not to travel more than an hour away from home. Even with modern transportation, 90 miles is more than an hour away from home. And they probably had to walk the whole way. Now, I know Mary is often portrayed as riding on a donkey, but the Bible doesn't mention anything about a donkey. I imagine we like to picture Mary traveling on a donkey because we can't imagine a woman in her third trimester walking 90 miles. It would have taken at least 4 or 5 days. Imagine someone telling you you had to walk from here to Cincinnati and then keep going another 30 miles past that, and you're almost 9 months pregnant. Uh-oh. But they made it. They made it. And I'm sure that after they made it, they were ready for a nice, comfortable bed in a warm, cozy home. Uh-oh. Here's another problem. There was no nice, comfortable bed waiting for them, no warm, cozy home for them to check into. You see, the family that was descended from David was pretty big, and the town of Bethlehem was pretty small. There were a lot of people coming to Bethlehem right then, and it filled up quickly, much more quickly than Mary and Joseph could get there. Now it has become a favorite part of Christmas pageants to have an innkeeper who turns away Mary and Joseph because, as Luke tells us, there was no place for them in the inn. That's not exactly how the Bible tells it, though. The word translated inn is the Greek word katalima. It's a word that usually means a guest room in a home. The only other time that Luke uses this word, it's in reference to the upper room where Jesus and his disciples gathered for their Last Supper. Most homes in those days at that area were built on two levels, often on sloping ground. The upstairs was where the family slept at night and where the guest room would be located if there was one. The downstairs was used for the daytime living, cooking, cleaning, gathering, eating. And at night, the animals were brought in to the downstairs to sleep. The body heat from the livestock would rise up and heat the bedrooms above. Mary and Joseph were not looking for a hotel room. They were looking for a place to stay among family, as anyone traveling to their ancestral home would do, and anyone traveling to their ancestral home would be welcomed in gladly, even if their family relations were quite distant. The problem, once again, of course, is that the family of David was quite big, and the town of Bethlehem was quite small. Everyone was traveling there at the same time. Any relations that Joseph had in Bethlehem already had a full to overflowing house by the time they arrived. Every bed had multiple bodies already fast asleep in them when Mary and Joseph arrived on the scene. There was no heartless innkeeper turning them away, simply lots of distant relations who had no place to put them, except for in the room downstairs, where the animals slept at night. There was no katalima, no upper room available when they arrived, so Mary and Joseph were brought in for the night downstairs among the livestock, where a feeding trough full of hay was the only place to lay a baby down. This story is riddled with all kinds of uh-ohs. Uh-oh, they have to leave home at a very inopportune time, right when they wanted to be settling in the most. Uh-oh, they have to travel 90 miles on foot when Mary is just at the end of her pregnancy. Uh-oh, when they finally get to Bethlehem, the town is filled to overflowing. There's no bed left for them. Uh-oh, Mary went into labor in a part of the house where animals slept, and she had nowhere else to lay her baby but in a feeding trough, a manger. It doesn't sound like a very auspicious beginning. It's hard to discern the love of God in all of these troubles that Mary and Joseph were facing. Ah, but the love of God was there. The love of God was there in that very manger. more manifest than it had ever been in all of humankind. Because, you see, that baby lying in that manger was God himself, come in the flesh. For generations, indeed for centuries, God had been promising to send a Savior, someone who would set God's people free. That Savior, Messiah, as he was called in Hebrew, Christ, as he was called in Greek, both words meaning anointed one, both words indicating a king. This anointed one, this king, would come from the line of David. He would be born in Bethlehem, according to the prophets, just as King David, his ancestor, had been. You see, all of this trouble that Mary and Joseph had to go through, and it was trouble, it was not a comfortable situation for them, but all of this trouble that they had to go through was just a very small part of a much larger plan. An eternal plan, a plan that God had from the beginning of time, a plan to redeem his people, a plan of infinite love. But this king was not at all what the people had expected. He was not a mighty ruler with a tremendous army. He did not come against the foreign powers that were occupying the Holy Land. He did not appear among the accolades of the influential. Instead, he was born to a poor couple far away from home who didn't even have a room to stay in or a bed in which to lay him down. Instead, he was welcomed into this world by animals and nameless shepherds. Uh-oh. This is not the Savior that the people expected. Aha, but God was doing something even greater than anything that they could ever have imagined. Aha, God himself was born into the world, not to save them from political oppression, but to save them from the oppression of sin and the desolation of death. Not to free them for a life of comfort in this world for a few generations, but to free them for a life of absolute bliss for all of eternity. Not to reconcile them just to their own people, but to reconcile them to himself, to God. Aha. What a strange, what a wonderful, what an indescribably precious thing this birth is. Emmanuel, God with us. God come to us, God come for us, God expressing his unending love in person. That's what was found in Bethlehem that night. God's love in person. God's love for you and for me. God's love for all people. God loves us so much that he could not just sit back in heaven, allowing us to continue on forever in the oppression of sin, allowing us to be separated from him forever by death. God loves us so much that from the beginning of time, he planned to atone for our sin, to reconcile us to himself, to give us life. Unending life. God loves us so much that from the beginning of time, he planned out a way for our salvation. From the beginning of time, he arranged for this birth that we celebrate this night. Thank you, God, for that amazing love found in the manger of Bethlehem. I invite you to turn now in the hymnals to number 240, and let us sing together, "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing."
Hark, the Herald angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
I invite you now to stand as you are able and turn on your lights. Just twisting the top there to turn those on. And remember, as you do this, as you hold your light, that the light of the world is Jesus Christ. And all of these lights that we hold simply represent the true light that is Christ himself, the light of all people, our light, Jesus Christ. Let us remember that light, celebrate and worship that light as we sing together, Silent Night.
Silent night, O Lord.
Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light with the angels, let us sing.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Amen. As the lights come back on, I invite you to turn in your hymnals to number 246, and we will sing together the first two verses of Joy to the World.
Joy to the world. Sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
As you go from this place, please be careful, watch your step. I know it's slippery out there, and I want you to be safe and have a happy and joyous Christmas. Go in the light of Christ, and may the love of Christ fill your heart this day and every day forward. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.